Right now, time to bring in Pat Pagano, who I hope got a restful weekend, because I don't think he got much rest coming up for this week. Good morning, Pat.
You're absolutely right. I did get rest over the weekend, but that doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know, it's still stressful. Yeah. There's always a problem with timing. There's always a problem with, you know, will it go north? Will it go south? What will happen? And that's going to be the name of the game. But this is very, very active.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a break today with partly sunny skies, highs 25 to 30. Cloudy tonight, mid-teens. Here comes the next low. It's going to scoot across from Ohio to Pennsylvania off Long Island tomorrow. So this is not a coastal. This is not a nor'easter. As a result, we'll have only 2 to 4 inches of snow, and the highs tomorrow at 30. Then behind it, partly cloudy, 30 again on Wednesday. Here comes the one on Thursday. Now again, more snow is possible, but how far north will it go? This one coming up a little bit from the south, 25 to 30. And will there be another weak disturbance that could bring a little snow on Friday? That should be weak. Then we get a break Saturday, but a more complex and widespread storm could affect us Saturday night and Sunday. So just take your pick. You know, it's like every other day you get a break, but there is just one disturbance after another that we will have to track this week.
This reminds me of when I lived in Kingston, New York, the winter that the Hartford Civic Center roof collapsed. Within 7 days, there were three storms, one small, one moderate, and one large, and one of them in between the two snowstorms had a mixture of ice and stuff in it. And that's the year that the Hartford Civic Center roof collapsed. And that was the year that in Kingston, New York, when you added up all the totals from all the snowstorms and everything, we ended up in that week getting about 40 inches of snow. You know, like 15, 20 here, 10 here, and then another 15 or 20 because we didn't get any of the stuff mixed in. But I want to give you credit because on Friday before you left, you thought we'd get a couple of inches of snow, and we did. We got a little bit. We got some, like at my house, it seems if you were a little higher, you got around a little over 3 inches of snow. But most other people got between 2 and 3 inches of snow from the storm that came through on Sunday. So congratulations, you, because I remember us talking about it on Friday. You thought that it was going to be a couple inches, 2 to 3 inches at best. So,
yeah, and you know, they were, you know, I guess a lot overall. I think the forecast worked out pretty good for everybody. There were a couple of places in northern New Jersey that recorded 9 inches. You know, I'm very skeptical about amounts with this particular system. And I will be right through the week because there's so much snow on the ground. Yeah. And if you don't have trained weather spotters measuring it, regular spotters would measure it, but could be also including some of the snow that fell earlier last week.
If you're really going to get into measuring snow, I found out, my back deck is what gets what's there's a section of it like a, I'll say a 6 by 8 foot section that gets scraped clean,
right?
And because it's my back deck, it doesn't get that much drifting, okay? Because I've got the mountains behind me, the only way it gets drifting if there's a strong breeze from the north, and then that will lower the amount because it'll blow it off the deck. But you just can't go out there anymore and stick the old ruler in the ground, unless you have a real
yeah,
nice
you
program.
Have to, yeah, you, what you have to do, I mean, in order to really measure it accurately, you have to go around several places around your house, and you have to find, you know, where the snow fell evenly.
Yeah.
If you see, you know, little hills and things like that, you can't measure that. You have to try to find the even spots and just keep taking the measurements. And I took the measurements yesterday. It was funny because I had gone out to the diner Saturday night with our friends. And, of course, they said, oh, so what do you think? 4 to 8. I said, no. I said, what do you mean? I said, I think, you know, for us, like 2 to 4, me in the lower Hudson Valley. He said, how come everybody else going 4 to 8? I said, well, that's what they think. I said, but I really think it's going to be like, you know, 2 to 4. So yesterday it was coming down pretty good, especially here. This was late morning, and, you know, I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh, I already see 3 inches out there. I'm going to probably blow this one. And then after that, for several hours in the afternoon, just a very light snow.
Yeah, that's what happened here.
Right.
That's what happened here. That's exactly
and
what
an
happened
inch.
Here.
So we had four.
Yeah.
We had four, and that worked out well. Long Island had anywhere from, I would say, Long Island had like 5 to 8 on Long Island. And as I told you, basically about the same for northern New Jersey, with that one place reporting 9 inches, which I'm kind of skeptical about. But, you know, no big deal. What's 1 inch among friends? And the good thing, folks, is that I had contacted Saturday four snow removal people, left messages.
Yeah.
Nobody called me back. And then I contacted one of the teachers I work with, and she gave me a number. And I called him, and sure enough, he called me back. He came over here Saturday, looked at what he would have to do, and gave me a price, which was very fair. And he came over last night when the snow was ended. And not only did they do the driveway, but they had guys do the walkway. And if you recall, for the Monday-Tuesday storm, which was, of course, a lot more, 22 inches, the guy there charged me $160. No walkway, just a garage, the two-car garage. This guy, the way it works, it's 2 to 6 inches, $50. 6 to 12 inches, 75, and it includes the walkways. So, not too bad. Well, you consider, though, I may need them again tomorrow, and I'm probably going to need them Thursday, and I'm probably going to need them Sunday.
Yeah, you got a busy time coming up.
Well, I'm in busy time. It's going to cost a lot of money, too. I mean, so far, since last Monday to yesterday, $210 for snow removal. And now I got three more storms on my back.
Well,
I have to get out another mortgage to pay for the snow removal.
So the Tuesday and Thursday snow amounts together, should be what, probably, if everything goes right, 2 to 4 inches each storm? Does that sound about right?
No.
No?
I have to say, I'm going to look at this stuff right now, but because I forget. There's so many places that I'm forecasting for that I forget, you know, what. I've been using sites like Bradley and Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
The America model for Thursday. This is the America model for Thursday. Only gives us an inch. For the weekend storm, gives us about 4 inches. That's the America model. The Euro model, which I'm calling up right now, for Thursday gives us 1 to 2, and for the weekend gives us 1 to 2. So they're obviously keeping us on the northern fringe of the snow, but you can't predict.
Yeah.
Now the modeling is probably, you know, the model's head is probably spinning around that there's so many things to keep track of. So it's really just take one system at a time. And now tomorrow we're expecting 2 to 4 inches. So, I bet you're happy about that, huh?
Hey, you know, I'll take 2 to 4 any day of the week. I'll take anything 6 inches and under, okay? Because I can get around in that. Anything 6 inches and over is a hassle. So that's my hassle limit. 6 to 8 inches is anything past that is a hassle. Other than that, I can handle it. So
I think somebody better come up with mini snow melters, for residential use only, because you know they're using them in the big cities. They use them to melt the snow so they don't have to cart it away.
Well,
somebody's got to come through with something smaller.
They have those nice mats that you can put on your walkway that are low, run on low energy, and they keep your walkway at 32 degrees.
Yeah, but you don't get of course it'll melt the snow, but still, where do you put all the snow if it keeps coming?
That's the whole thing. Damned if you do and damned if you don't, Pat.
You don't. Yeah, I know.
Well, anyways. Well, I'm glad you had a fairly restful weekend, and I would figure by the end of this week you'll be happy when it's over. But I guess we're going to just have a rough February, and hopefully March won't be as rough.
We can hope for that.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah, really.
You watch any of the Super Bowl?
Just a halftime.
I didn't watch.
Yeah, I'd be. What else is there? Tom Brady won.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Greatest quarterback ever to play the game. Whether you like.
Wonder
it or
how
not.
Much money he's worth.
He's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. I'll check with you tomorrow, and we'll see about the snow.
All right, that sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.